The European Union's antitrust claims against Google have the potential to change the face of the Internet. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Robert Land, director of the American Antitrust Institute at the University of Baltimore. Thanks for talking to us today. So first off, what are they accusing Google of doing?
Thanks very much for having me. They are accusing Google of biasing its search results to favor their own shopping sites. It's in essence a deception theory, even though it's an antitrust claim. That is, the idea is you think you're getting a neutral search result, but you're actually getting something that favors a Google product or a Google-affiliated site.
Now, didn't the Federal Trade Commission make this determination itself?
The Federal Trade Commission looked at the exact same issues and found that there was nothing to it. Whether the Federal Trade Commission just didn't find evidence, whether it occurs in Europe but not in the United States, and of course the Federal Trade Commission investigation is now 2 or 2.5 years old, I can't say.
So how powerful will the European Union be in changing how Google operates?
It depends. They could issue a fine, and that would be important. But they could do something that would be much more important than any fine, and that is they could eliminate the alleged deception in what Google is doing. And I have to use the word alleged because we have no idea what's really going on. That is, if they're right that Google is palming off searches that should result in a neutral product, and instead giving them a Google-affiliated travel agency or hotel site or shopping site, then one thing they could do is require Google to segregate Google-affiliated shopping from the other search results. So right now, a Google user gets two kinds of results: ads and search results. What they could do is to say that from now on, Google must give you three types of results: ads, neutral search results, and then Google-affiliated search results. So that would eliminate the alleged deception from what Google is doing. Now, it would be a very dramatic step, but that is something they could do that would not be very regulatory and would eliminate the alleged deception from Google's practices.
Now, would they have to do that only in Europe or worldwide?
That would be the kicker. That is, they could certainly require it for Google searches in Europe, but of course, someone in Europe could access a Google site from the United States, a web address from the United States. That would be very tricky to try to implement on a European-wide basis. I don't know what to say about that.
Now, the use of Google in Europe is higher than here, is it not?
It is definitely higher than here. And that could be one factor why the Federal Trade Commission didn't find a violation, but the Europeans might find a violation. In other words, maybe the Federal Trade Commission said they're doing it, but it hasn't really affected competition in the United States. But in Europe, because they have a higher market share, maybe it has started to affect competition in Europe. So that could be the difference.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us. We really do appreciate it. That's Robert Land. He directs the American Antitrust Institute at the University of Baltimore. This is the European Union's antitrust chief accused Google of abusing its dominance in web searches.